When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Okay, big thanks to Case Keenum joining us. If you missed it, the news on Aziz Alshire literally came down 2 minutes into our interview with Case Keenum. And I think it was appropriate to announce the news because this is big news. And good for Case, and we appreciate him kind of rolling with it, finding out the news literally on live radio and then giving his reaction from both a quarterback and a teammate's perspective, of a teammate of Aziz Alshire. So big thanks to Case for that. You can hear the interview on our podcast or on the Odyssey Rewind feature. Download the Odyssey app. Aziz Alshire has been suspended for 3 games. There's a lot to dig into here, and we will. Before we dig into it, Seth, I want to read the statement from NFL VP of Football Ops, John Runyon.
A man who was once voted the second dirtiest player in the NFL, yes.
And who handed down the suspension of 3 games. So the 3 games after the bye week, the gauntlet we've been talking about, the Texans will, as of right now, possibly an appeal pending maybe, we'll see. As of right now, he's going to miss all 3 of those games. Mm-hmm. Here's what John Runyon said. Wrote in a letter, looks like to Aziz Alshire. During your game against the Jaguars on December 1st, with 4:20 remaining in the second quarter, you were involved in a play that the league considers unacceptable and a serious violation of the playing rules. Video shows you striking the head and neck area of Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence after he clearly goes down in a feet-first slide. You led with your forearm and helmet and delivered a forceful blow to the head and neck area. Take notes while I'm reading this, Seth, because I can see you're skeptical about some of these things that are being said here. I'll reset here a little further back. You led with your forearm and helmet and delivered a forceful blow to the head and neck area of your opponent when you had time and space to avoid such contact. After the illegal hit, and this is where 3 games comes in, I think. Ugh. After the illegal hit, you proceeded to engage in a brawl, which you escalated when you pulled an opponent down to the ground by his face mask. After the referee announced that you were disqualified for the hit and your unsportsmanlike acts, you removed your helmet and re-engaged with your opponent while walking down and across the field, which started another physical confrontation near the end zone. Your lack of sportsmanship and respect for the game of football and all those who play, coach, and enjoy watching it is troubling and does not reflect the core values of the NFL. Your continued disregard for NFL playing rules puts the health and safety of both you and your opponents in jeopardy and will not be tolerated. End quote. Boom, three games.
Yeah. So the melee afterwards did apparently have either that or John Runyon. Like, and again, look, like John Runyon was a dirty player. Like he made no bones about it. He wore it like a badge of honor.
Yeah.
That part rubs me the wrong way. That's neither here nor there. It doesn't change anything necessarily.
Yeah.
But the leading with the helmet part, I'm trying to check my bias here as much as I can. But I never got the sense that he was leading with the helmet. The forearm, sure. But also, it's as a guy, this is the fun. Like, it's like they want these guys to change their human anatomy. The big problem with Alshire, ultimately, was that that last split second moment where maybe he could have confirmed in his brain that, okay, this is a slide that you got to try to redirect yourself somehow. Okay, that's where he made a mistake, if you're going to suspend him. I get that. But this framing it like he was definitely going after Trevor Lawrence's head, that's the part that doesn't make any sense. Like, that's where the anatomy is. He's either, if he tries to glide over him, he's got a better chance of going at his head and hitting his head. Because as Case Keenum just told us, he always tells young quarterbacks, if you're going to slide feet first, you better be sure there's nobody else around.
Yeah.
If you go to, because your head is the last thing remaining up in the air. It might as well be a lightning rod sticking up in the Great Plains. It's going to get hit. So I'm not blaming Trevor Lawrence per se. It's an unfortunate circumstance. And I think that Elshire's priors definitely fed into this.
Yeah.
He had a late hit out of bounds last week.
Your continued disregard for NFL playing.
Yeah,
rules.
Yeah. So it was Elshire's priors as much as anything else that led to this. So I get that. I think the framing of this is something that's like where he definitely had evil intent to. Listen, if Elshire wanted to hit Trevor Lawrence in the head, Elshire would have hit him in the head.
Yeah.
You know, like Elshire could have brained that long-haired weirdo. Like, it wasn't that, to think that Elshire was trying to go after the helmet but didn't hit the helmet
missed.
Is the dumbest notion there is.
Yeah.
So that's the part that bothers me, is this framing of it like Elshire is the worst person who ever lived, that it's somehow the dirtiest hit that anybody's ever seen in football. There's so much idiocy circling this right now. And then to have John Runyon be the guy that acts like Elshire is the threat to all that's holy and American and good in American football. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I three games is extreme, very extreme. And the way that this is laid out in this letter here, I mean, John Runyon, I mean, say what you will about how you feel about him as a player or a disher out of justice. He does give great detail here, like the why as to why it's a three-game suspension is in great detail in here. And this is Seth, I feel like this three-game suspension is a message not only to defenders hitting sliding quarterbacks. I think it's also a message about these melees that, you know, I think there's as much baked into this about what happened after the hit as it was as the hit itself. You know, the melee that Runyon clearly thinks Azeez Alshire played a main role in. Like, is Evan Engram getting at least fined at all in this whole thing? You know, are the several Jaguars that surrounded Azeez Alshire on the sideline over there,
right,
that took the field to go after him, are they getting punished in all this thing?
Yeah, because I feel like Runyon might be like, well, that's just frontier justice. Like, hey, wait a minute, man. You got to pick one or the other. Pick a freaking lane.
Well, to be fair, we don't know the answer to that. Like, there may be punishment dished out, not suspensions necessarily, but punishments, fines dished out to the Jaguars. But I think there's a... This weekend was a big one for these visuals of melees, and I think this is where, like, all these college football melees, Ohio State, Michigan, some of these other ones, are factoring in, is that there's just been this general feeling over the last several days that it's getting a little out of hand right now. You know, that there's with the fights and the on-field, you know, post-snap violence or post-whistle violence, things like that. I feel like that there's as much baked into this suspension about Azeez Alshire after the hit as the hit. Like, if it was just a hit and he got up and walked off the field, got away from all those Jags, the Jaguar players, and walked into the locker room, I feel like this is a one-game suspension, two at the most maybe because of priors. But I feel like at least one of these three games, I mean, he talks about it in the letter right here, is because Azeez was conducting himself like a lunatic afterwards.
It presented an image of a guy who was completely out of control.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Troll.
Yes.
Yeah. I honestly, man, this has turned me. This is the same thing. This is the exact same timeline of the Astros being better than everybody else scandal. At the very beginning of it, I was measured. I was like, all right, listen, okay, something was going on here. There's probably going to be a punishment. I get it. It's when people turned it into the worst thing that anybody's ever done and that nobody else has done anything like this. All this nonsense. That's where you start to that's where you want to stick your flag in the ground, right on the logo of the opposition. Yeah. And it's making me want to take up for Aziz way more than honestly. Like Aziz pushes the envelope a little too much. He does. He has all year long. You love that. You love the way he plays the game and everything. He's just got to learn to dial it back a little bit. I think 3 games is extreme after not having any. It's not like Aziz all of a sudden has changed the way he plays or anything.
Right.
But then I also think that you have to factor into this the fact that guys like Pat Mahomes are out there faking slides.
Mm-hmm.
That situation right there where Trevor Lawrence is trying like hell to get to the first down because they mark you where your first body part hits the ground.
Yep.
So he's trying to extend the slide there.
Yep.
And inviting himself into even more danger there. Like, let's not lose sight of the entirety of the situation and act like this was Aziz Alshire headhunting. If Aziz wanted Trevor Lawrence's head, it would be sitting on his mantle place right now. He would have a decaying corpse head of Trevor Lawrence on his mantle right now.
Yeah, the NFL is treating this extreme, man. They are treating this like this is one of the dirtiest plays ever. A 3-game suspension. I mean, they are treating it like that. So we'll see. We got a lot of questions on the 5-Hour Energy fan line. 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football superfans. So we're going to try to dig into some of those. Let's stick with this for another segment here. Aziz Alshire suspended 3 games. So what does this mean? If he suspended 3 games... it's the hardest 3-game stretch of the season for the Texans. What do these games look like with no Aziz Alshire out there at inside linebacker? We'll discuss that, and could there be help on the way? We'll see. That's coming up next.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.